Iran's president says that the United States failed to achieve any of its goals regarding Iran at the United Nations and faces an unprecedented isolation.
At first, the U.S. said the Security Council session is about Iran. Then it said it would focus on non-proliferation. Later, Trump tweeted that a session would be about Iran. In fact, Washington got the opposite result of what it planned to achieve at a council. The session showed decisive support of member states for the JCPOA, and Trump was actually isolated. The important thing is that today no one is supporting the U.S. except two or three countries, and Washington is facing an unprecedented and historic political isolation.
Rouhani was speaking after arrival in Tehran following a three-day trip to New York. He accused the U.S. of abusing its Security Council presidency. Iran's president said that Washington is ignoring international law and norms. He said this includes threatening the International Criminal Court with sanctions, pulling out of the U.N. Human Rights Council and UNESCO, and leaving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Rouhani slammed what he described as the American administration's unilateralism. Regarding the nuclear accord, he said the remaining signatories voiced their full support at a session in New York and vowed to facilitate banking transactions by November.
Tougher than ever before to counter the entire range of Iran's
aligned. Professor Morandi, he's a university professor at the University of Tehran, who joins us to share with us his thoughts on that. Professor Morandi, Iran has said that the U.S. was isolated at this UNGA. Tell us if you agree, and in how did that become? Professor Morandi, do you have us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. The question deals with the U.S. Being isolated at this UNGA. Many have said that, including Iran's president. Do you agree with that assessment? And how, in what areas do you think the U.S. was isolated, and what reasons are behind it?
Well, I think there's a general consensus that the United States is isolated. Even quite symbolic was the fact that when Trump was speaking at the General Assembly, world leaders laughed when he was boasting about what he has done for the United States. And I think the reason why they laughed is because they feel that the damage that he has done to the United States is probably unprecedented. In addition, by lashing out not only at Iran, but by a host of different countries, including Germany and China, he has increased U.S. isolation. And at his press conference hours later, he admitted that he refused to have a one-on-one meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister. So by isolating the United States, he is providing Iran and other countries with a greater opportunity to create global coalitions and to create greater convergence among important powers in order to resist U.S. Hegemonic ambitions.
And how will that be to the advantage of Iran when it comes to Iran's case, of which the U.S. president's, of course, his pullout from the JCPOA would be at the forefront, I would guess, of maybe having many countries that argue against that decision?
Well, because, for example, when we look at China, they see that the United States is threatening them. They also know that if, for example, Iran is weakened or Russia is weakened, they are next on the hit list, and vice versa. And therefore, they all have mutual interest in preventing Trump or the regime in Washington from gaining the upper hand. So this brings countries closer to each other. They become more coordinated with one another because they know their targets. Even India recognizes that the United States does not really intend to have a strong India. They only want to play India off against, for example, China. But at the end of the day, the United States is a supremacist regime. It is an exceptionalist regime, and it will not accept anyone as a rival at any level. So this sort of honesty that we see in Trump, despite the fact that he is very crude, this honesty in expressing American exceptionalism and American supremacist ideology, I think is useful. It's hurtful in the short run, the economies of Iran, China, others suffer, and people suffer. But I think that the long-term consequences are much more damaging for the United States than for anyone else.
Thank you very much for that, Professor Morandi. They're talking to us.